Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your inspiration through your word. And I thank you, Lord, that your word is your truth, what you believe. And so we believe with you and we see what you see. And in believing and seeing, we experience, Father God. So thank you for having our hearts in your hands and like a river directing us, Father God, to arise into the fullness of the beauty of heaven on earth here for us and for mankind, Father God, to see and believe together with you and experience together with you life and life in abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Our word this morning is Psalm 113 and it's verses 4 to 6.
The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth?
Hallelujah. You know, when we just look at this psalm and we just see it was written prophetically, but the realities have come, you know. The Jesus's day, the day of salvation, has taken place when he went up into heaven and took the scroll, and the devil was removed from heaven. That the beauty of heaven is now new heavens, and then the bringing newness to the earth was the bringing of the Spirit, bringing about the kingdom, and bringing about the saints that were sinners that have been called into the marvelous light of God, into the kingdom, the city of the living God. And so it's just so beautiful, guys. You know, we know there then that Jesus came and he said all authority is given, and we must make disciples and baptize them, and then baptize them and teaching them all that I've commanded, and lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. So the age came, but there's a coming to the end of this age. And we sometimes think, you know, well, what is going to pass away? It's not the heavens and the earth. What is going to pass away is that which is not of God, which was not God's original intent. This earth was made for him and his people. So, and to experience heaven. That was God's original intent. So that is where we're going back to. And the important thing I was reading again this morning is in Revelation chapter 3 to the Jesus talking to the church of Sardis. And there he says, you think you are great. You think that you are special. Just let me read it here. He says, I know your works. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains, and is about to die. For I found not found your work complete in the sight of God. Remember then what you received and heard. So they received and they heard it, but they haven't been keeping it and holding on to it, because he goes on to say, keep it and repent. Repent has come back. Repent. God had the best in store. The pent is like a penthouse. We were in a high spot, and then sin causes us to fall. So he says, repent. Come back to the high spot. Come back to your God. Come back to your senses. Come back to truth, not lies. And then he goes on to say, if you will not wake up. So the thing is, awake to righteousness and sin no more. Think of that scripture. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So in the knowledge of God, in the wonderful truth of his word, we wake up. And he says, if you won't wake up, I will come like a thief. And you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you have a few among you, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. You as an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So yeah, we can just see, guys, you know, in this age, it's a time to make a choice to stand on the word, to wake to righteousness and sin no more, to then walk in that what God has laid out for us in the Lamb's Book of Life. I was reading again also in Revelations and a couple of places on the end there. He says that all the darkness, the Hades, the devil, the false prophets, even death gets thrown into the lake of fire. So that's where you don't want to land. And that's what is there to take out all evil. And those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But my understanding is, guys, that everyone that was born into this world, their name was written. But then comes a choice. Then comes when you hear the gospel, it is there to be taken hold of and repent and wake up and start walking with your God. Amen. We don't take the grace of God in vain. Is when we work together with him, when we are obedient to him. And I was reading also in the end of Revelations, there where he speaks about there's no temple in this kingdom, but that the Father and the Son are the light. And that's where we're at. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And that's what we've got to stay in tune with, because that's when we partake of the goodness that God has got for us to bring about and extend his kingdom here on earth. So it's all about restoration. It's all about extending the kingdom. And it's restoration, extending the kingdom is all about love. And so we see we can get our names blotted out of the life when we count ourselves unworthy and we don't take hold of what we received and heard from the Lord and we don't repent. And then also it's there that Jesus comes like a thief in the night. Because Gary, I love the word Gary shared last night. When you have come into the kingdom and the Lord is your shepherd, he's the helper, the very present help in the time of need. And he's a brother that sticks closer than, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So the reality of knowing Jesus, why is this thing so important? And knowing it's you see in him and you're growing in him into the fullness of day. Because the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. We got that yesterday as well, but someone just shared the end part. But Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. The answers to all the lying, stealing, killing, and destroying of the devil is Jesus coming and giving life and life in abundance. So wake up and stick close and stand on what the goodness that is here and the goodness that is revealed to you. Because that is where it's life. You get the right seeds, you get the right truth, you get everything that is right, and that's what you sow. You sow the forgiveness of God. You sow the restoration of God. You sow the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and we encourage people to let their light shine as God lights their lights, that God works. Unless he lights the fire, we labor in vain. When he lights a fire, we labor to gain, and it's a blessing. And because God watches over that which is his, and we are his, and what we believe is his, and so we stand on the light, the life, the goodness, the love, and then we stay in the love. That's a big important thing, because that the kingdom of God will never pass away, but it's the devil and darkness and those that don't choose to walk with their Savior, confess his name, and then confess his name, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then we experience them, the glory of God and the goodness of God coming within the glory of the Father and the glory of the Son and the glory of angels. What For what? For building the kingdom, extending the kingdom, bringing about our destiny, bringing about our name, bringing about the goodness of God on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.